good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, March 14th. Brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter here in Grand Forks. I tell you what, folks, this is what I do. When I'm thinking about a new pet, I get a hold of the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. We have adopted many. You should do the same thing because your newly adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots. Be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends, well, they could use dog and cat food too, and cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. If you would like to help pets in need, please contact them. COFPets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring, and make your family complete by adopting. Get a hold of the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks, 701-775-3732. Well, our weather today should see mostly sunny skies, but it's going to be a windy one. It's not going to seem as warm as it is outside. We're looking for a high today right around 30 degrees. Well, due to a threat of gun violence towards a school made through a social media site, school will be canceled today at Cavalier School. An investigation by law enforcement is underway. Authorities say they need to be sure this matter is resolved and all is safe before classes resume. Well, the East Grand Forks School Board will begin the search of a new superintendent after accepting the resignation of Mike Coldness. He's leaving the district after 7 years to lead the Kindred North Dakota school system. In his letter of resignation, Coldness cited both personal and professional reasons for leaving, including being closer to children and grandchildren. Coldness also thanked the board, adding, "We have weathered some big storms together, and I appreciate all of you." Coldness interviewed for the Kindred job on February 27th. He was offered the position on March 6th. His last day in East Grand Forks will be on June 30th. Well, Minnesota native Brent Sass will not repeat as champion of the Iditarod Sled Dog Race in Alaska this year. Sass withdrew from the race on Saturday in Eagle Island due to illness. Now, he said that he's been sick the entire race and cracked teeth were giving him issues. Iditarod officials said in a statement that Sass's 11 dogs were in good shape, but Sass felt he could not properly care for them anymore due to his health. They were taken to Nome for medical care. The 1998 Minnetonka High School graduate won his first Iditarod in 2022. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today at Moe's Cafe right down the hall here at the Grand Cities Mall. It is pasta with chicken, shiitake mushrooms, and linguine tossed in a rich pesto cream with grated Parmesan cheese. And it sounds good. It's only $12. Stop in for a great lunch today. Moe's Cafe, that's your daily dish. She's right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, you know, Catholics aren't typically supposed to eat meat on Fridays during Lent, but this Friday, they'll be getting a break, depending on where they live. The bishops of the Fargo Diocese and the Crookston Diocese are dispensing with the order of this year, so Catholics can celebrate a traditional St. Patrick's Day with corned beef and cabbage. However, there is a catch. Diocese of Fargo Bishop John Folda says Catholics who eat meat on St. Patrick's Day have must abstain on one other day before March 23rd. Now, for Catholics who reside in northwest Minnesota, Crookston Bishop Andrew Cousin says those who take advantage of the offer should perform a work of charity or other good deed during the third week of Lent. There you go, Catholics. A little bit of hope for you for this St. Patrick's Day. Finally, here we go in sports. Following a thrilling series win over Omaha, the NCHC quarterfinals, North Dakota returns to the top 20 rankings yesterday, sitting at number 16 in the USA Today / USA Hockey Magazine poll and number 17 in the DCU USCHO.com poll. UND will battle number 7, St. Cloud, in the semifinals of the NCHC Frozen Faceoff. That game is Friday night. NBA Timberwolves last night beating Atlanta 136-115. Boys high school basketball last night, Dilworth Glendon Felton ended East Grand Forks' year by beating them in the Section 8 AA playoffs 75-62. In Class 8A, Sacred Heart beat Grigla Goodrich 77-58. They'll play in the subsection 8A West Championship game tomorrow night at Thief River Falls, and they'll be taking on Warren Alvarado Oslo. Finally, the season will continue for UND women's basketball team. Fighting Hawks will play in the Women's Basketball Invitational this coming weekend in Lexington, Kentucky. UND will play 3 games, the first against Cal Baptist Friday at 4 o'clock. Well, there you go, everybody. That's your morning update brought to you by Muskox. Hey, if you move snow with a skid steer, you've got to see the muskox difference. A patented back drag feature allows operators to blow snow while back dragging in front of obstructions. You know, garage doors, siding, and fire hydrants. Now, this saves time and money while lowering injury risk by decreasing manual labor. The optional dual auger, called the dually, helps the operator eat through big snowfalls, ice-crusted snow, and blow more snow while back dragging. And the glide plate, it allows you to glide over grass and gravel without ripping up the soft surfaces. Subsequently, create an instant torque of the lower cutting edge to break up snow and ice to better expose hard surfaces. See the muskox difference. Go to muskox.com or Facebook at Muskox Snowblowers or call 218-288-1905. See the difference for yourself. It's the muskox difference. Well, all right. Hey, don't forget, everybody, our three-year anniversary. Our three-year anniversary coming up this Friday, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, we're hoping that previous guests, friends, people that have been on the show, hosts, all of you, hey, come on out, hang out with us for a while. We're working on maybe possibly getting some live music and just having a good old time. It's, again, GFBS's third anniversary coming up this Friday. Swing into the studios here in the Grand Cities Mall. Hey, all the news you don't want to hear is coming up at 11 o'clock today on The Great Reset. Bad banking, bad politics, bad vaccines, just plain bad. Hey, tune in at 11. And remember to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. You know the Grand Cities is a wonderful place. Grand Forks' best source is giving him an identity again.